Welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hello, my name's Phil Langdon. I'm doing a games designer course, and I'm from London.
Hiya, Phil. How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm good. Cheers, bud. So tell me a little bit about yourself then, mate.
I'm 43 at the moment, and I've done quite a few things in my life. I started off as a graphic designer in the 80s, but lost touch with the computing side of it. I was doing the manual side of it, you know, screen printing and sign writing. And then, because the industry kind of died, I thought to change what I was doing. So I went to university and did a maths and physics degree, hoping that would get me a better job. But it didn't really work out like that, and I'm still doing bits and pieces of grafting just to make some money. Since then, I was working for a firm exporting diesel engine parts, and it gave me a back injury, basically. So it left me in my flat by myself. Well, I'm living with a girlfriend, but I'm basically by myself, as it were. I thought to do a game designer course. We're trained to game because I had what I thought was a really good idea for a game. And with my design and mathematical background, I thought it would be okay to get into games. You know, so trained to game gave me that opportunity. And that's where I find myself today.
How have you been finding the course then since moving on to it?
To be honest, I find it quite easy in general. It's probably because I've got a mathematical background. I know graphics. I know visual communication and advertising. And I've been into games since I was 8 years old, I suppose. You know, 1978, Space Invaders came out and there was a massive explosion. I remember it vividly, and I absolutely loved it, to be honest. And I saw the way games have gone over the years. You know, I've been analysing it all the time. Never really thought I could get into it, because in the late 80s, really, the issue went from being a hands-on sort of graphic designer on with pen and paper to somebody who uses great computer programs, you know, that I didn't have access to. I always thought I'd never be able to get into it. But that's how you change, you know. And I find the course to be extremely relevant. Everything is pertinent. I recognize everything in the course so far as being pertinent to the course, you know. For me, it's quite easy. Maybe that's because I'm 43. I don't know. I find it very enjoyable, really enjoyable. I just go straight into it, you know, whenever I get it out, you know.
Excellent. So it sounds like you've had quite a bit of experience and stuff with it then. So is that coming into your games design or the past experiences that you've had?
Yeah. I mean, I just made a game purely based on an idea that I had in spring, just after I finished learning how to use GameMaker in the first part of the course. You know, that was absolutely invaluable, because they gave me an instant hands-on means of creating something from my own imagination using my own skill, you know. I think that was probably the best part of the course for me, a huge learning curve in terms of what goes into a game, how it's made, how you put things together, how you create the illusions.
Did you use GameMaker to create the game that you had been designing then, did you?
Well, I've got four or five different game ideas, but I just had one when I was going to sleep one night, and I suddenly realized that I could actually create it using GameMaker. What I saw in my mind, I thought, that would be a fun little game to have, and I know, all of a sudden, that GameMaker can produce that kind of a game, because it was a combination of the three different styles that GameMaker is really good at. The platforms, the top-down shooting, and the maze idea, and I thought to combine all three, you know, that's a tendency of mine, you know, to use everything that a program has got and combine it in a way that I've never seen before.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.